mortgage interest rates hit their highest level in 20 years, and the 10-year Treasury hit its high since 2007. Fewer homes came to the market over the past week, and today is Friday, October 6, 2023. This is your weekly Maryland Market Minute. I'm Kimberly Barton, broker-owner of Kinetic Realty, Maryland's indie boutique brokerage. As your local real estate expert, I bring market updates to you every Friday so you can stay in the know. Be sure to subscribe and let me know what you want to know. Buyer activity continues, but in most areas, there has been a drop in home buyers. Southern Maryland saw buyer activity fall 13.2% from where it was a year ago. The Baltimore metro area is off 16.2% from last year. The suburban Maryland area is down 12.5%, while the Maryland mountains saw an increase of 3.6% compared to 1 year ago. While the government shutdown has been delayed, the political positioning of the parties may still see the shutdown. Consumer spending is softening and unemployment is still not where the feds want to see it. At 3.6% this past week, they would like to see it closer to like 9%. And with their push to stem inflation, to stall the economy, they may see that recession that they actually desire come true. We've been here before and it's not going to be pretty, but a lot of people will be making a lot of money when that happens. Hold on, stay tuned. Meanwhile, fewer homes are making their way to the market. 911 homes are coming soon. 1,591 homes hit the market over the past week, a drop from last week. 503 went under contract, 655 moved to pending, 1,298 sold at 100% list to sold ratio, and rising to 12 days before going under contract. The highest priced home to sell over the past week was in Easton for $5,575,000. Rentals available rose to $2,377 at $2,400 per month and rising to 21 days before leasing. That's a wrap for this week's Maryland Market Minute for Friday, October 6, 2023. Thanks so much for tuning in. Enjoy your weekend, and I'll see you next week. Take care.